This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Into the wise word department, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the wise people. Wise man, the three wise, let's see how many people, I've got three wise men here, and Jennifer, she could be the wise woman.
That is just rude. I have three wise men and Jennifer.
I'm a wise anchor. I don't know about a wise man.
All right, let's have some good news. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. Story of a 16-year-old high school student who was the talk of the town in a town called Ringgold, R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D, Ringgold. And the story about this fellow, Alex Akins, I'm just trying to figure out where, now that I had this at one point in time, and the story doesn't tell me what the state is. And now I've forgotten what state is, and probably not important. The story of a high school student who saved a sophomore in high school, saved a choking student using the Heimlich maneuver. At 17, did you know how to use the Heimlich maneuver? Anybody here know how to use the Heimlich maneuver at 17?
We knew of it, and we probably all knew that you grab around the chest with your...
Yeah.
Just probably try it. Pull, in danger, yeah.
Whether we did it right or not, I don't know.
So the sheriff's department gave this young fellow an honor for saving a youngster. He noticed his cousin, who was eating at the same table, choking on some food. So young Mr. Atkins acted quickly, administered the Heimlich maneuver just in the nick of time because the kid wasn't able to breathe. Because that's what happens. You get something choked in your throat, you can't, it cuts off your windpipe, you are done. So fellow, there were a couple of kids who were sitting around, and they saw him choking, but they didn't know what to do. And the young lady was screaming about it. It was pretty messy. Can you imagine, though, if your mouth is full of food, I don't want to get too graphic, but and your throat's full of food, and you do the Heimlich maneuver, all that stuff that's in there is going to...
What's up? Yeah.
Right?
It pops right up.
Yeah, right.
But it's,
so the girls are all worried about that instead of this guy dying.
I don't know about that. You think they were worried about that, or do you think they were just freaked out?
Well, the whole thing would probably freak out, wouldn't it? I mean, you get into that situation, wouldn't you be freaked out? Who would have the presence? See, that's what I wonder about. And that's why I think the kid deserves some commendation. Because most people at that age, even at our age, do you have the presence of mind to think about if you see somebody that's in a state of depression or distress? Sorry, distress.
Dude,
like that.
He's like choking or something.
I would hope that I would jump into action.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever administered Heimlich to anybody?
No.
Do you know how to do it?
I do. I've actually taken a couple of CPR classes.
How do you do it?
Stuff. You put your hand underneath there, you know, and you go upward. You take your two fists and you go upward.
Really?
Yeah. You push in and go upward.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I've never administered. Nobody ever taught me how to do it. I've seen it. But
well,
I
let me get this straight. You know how to stick your arm down the rear end of a cow to see whether there's a baby in there.
Yeah, I do.
But you don't know how to save a life if somebody's choking on a hot dog.
You can actually do it to yourself over a chair if you have to.
Really? Mm-hmm. How do you do that? You mean you lean over a chair?
If you're by yourself and start choking,
just throw yourself. Just do a belly flop on the ground, Doug.
Kind of throw yourself on the back of a chair, yeah.
Throw yourself on the back. Hopefully it's a padded chair.
No, you don't want it to be. You got to get it out.
You need thrust.
Ooh. So that would go on your stomach? The wooden part of the chair going
underneath,
to your
stomach? Like, not where your lungs are, because you don't want to break a lung, but like underneath, you know, I wish I could show you.
Where
the
rib cage comes together.
Yeah,
in the
and you push, and you when you take your two, if you take your two fists in front of you, put them on your body right there,
right.
Make the motion like up, like you're going to push, like if you had girl boobies, you push them up.
Are there boy boobies?
Yes, there are, actually.
Really? All right. So, that was nice. Thank you, Jennifer. Got that.
You may have saved a life.
I may have.
You never know.
She may have. Video of the day today at DougSteffen.com features a couple of boys who get into some paint, got caught by their father, who tries, under the circumstances, to chastise them without laughing in their faces, but apparently that wasn't successful, Kenny, right? The two boys...
A couple of times, yeah.
But the faces of the two boys tell the story.
Yeah, it's you have to see these two kids with the paint all over their faces, and they're little kids. I think they're both under five.
So head right on over to DougStefan.com and watch it.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, not so fast.
Move along.
Yes, okay, we'll be moving along, Richie. So not much point in me doing the pause. I'm about to do the poll, too, but not much point in doing that or anything else that's there. We'll fix it. Those of you who are frustrated because you can't get onto it, we will fix it. Meanwhile, let's see, the president is going to address the nation on immigration today. Is that something that has people all worked up? I think the thing that I find most compelling about anything I've seen or heard today are the pictures from suburban Buffalo. Looking at these houses and the drifts of snow, remember now, they've had 70, in some areas, 70 plus inches of snow, and another 20 to 30 coming today. And the drifts, I'm looking at a picture of a house in Hamburg, New York, and the drifts are up to above the porch, halfway up the back door. You can't see the front window at all.
Yeah.
So can you imagine living, and this is November, what is this, the 18th, 19th, 20th, what is today, the
20th? Today's the 20th.
All right, so we're 1 month away from the beginning of winter, and this is really piling it on, if you'll pardon the pun. So who do we speak to about this?
Oh, you speak to the president in the White House.
Because right.
On Monday, they announced the release of a global warming toolkit.
Well, they are a bunch of tools, that's for sure.
Is it a snow shovel?
It's a, let me see, state, local, and tribal leaders task force on climate preparedness resilience to help battle pollution and record heat waves.
There you go.
That's what they're working for you.
That's great.
Starting tomorrow.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with the Medical Matters Report on the week, above the week, from the week, I guess whatever preposition you choose. 14 after, he's right around the corner here on Good Day.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Time now for our weekly update on what's going on in the world of medicine, thanks to the presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every week at this time. He's really on top of all of these things. What I appreciate about you is that you do all the research. This is important to you and your patients, I know, as a cardiologist, but this is a general informational slant to this that I find important. Foods with trans fats linked to memory loss. There's no surprise here, Ken, is there?
Well, this is a report out of the American
American Heart Association discovery that eating foods, Doug, containing trans fat may actually cause memory damage. What's no surprise is we know that the consumption of trans fats have already been proven to lead to higher rates of cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, and depression. But if you see partially hydrogenated oil in the ingredient list, then you know you're about to consume trans fat and maybe lose your memory.
All right, so do they counter that sometimes with the good fats? You always are hearing things about the good fats like omega-3s.
And monounsaturated
fats, yeah.
Those are the good ones. These are the bad ones. These are with the saturated fats.
But can one counter the other? Does one counter the other? You just
stay away from trans fats.
Okay.
Nothing counters them.
There's a new terminology. Say that again, Doug. A new terminology called text neck. Everybody heard of that? Text neck. It's becoming an epidemic because of the impact it has on your spine, right?
Exactly. Doug, think of how you stare at your smartphone. When your head's down into your smartphone, you're putting extraordinary extra weight on the cervical spine. Mm-hmm. For every inch the head tilts forward, the pressure on the spine actually doubles. Over time, this posture called text neck, as you described, can lead to early wear and tear on the spine and even degeneration. It can lead to head, neck, and back pain, reduced lung capacity, headache, constipation, and depression. So make an effort to look at your phone with a neutral spine and avoid spending hours each day hunched over.
They can be up to 60 pounds worth of pressure.
Exactly. Wow.
When you have your head hunched over like that, and that's like having a small kid on your back.
Oof. All right, danger, danger, Will Robinson. If you're using a common antimicrobial, you could be endangering your liver.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug, tricholicin, an antimicrobial chemical that's commonly found in soap, shampoo, and toothpaste, was found to cause liver cancer and liver fibrosis in mice after long-term exposure. Eliminating or lowering the use of tricholicin in liquid hand soap can minimize these effects.
So just use regular soap is probably the solution to this, right?
Or very little of this strong antibacterial that has the tricholicin in it.
More chemical news. Chemicals that are used in sunscreen are not good if you're trying to have a baby.
American Journal of Epidemiology. Chemicals found in some sunscreen, shampoos, and moisturizers. They may lead to infertility in men. This study discovered that about 29 chemicals in a class called benzophenone-type ultraviolet filters could lead to delays in fertility for men, Doug.
All right, there's a story out today, a landmark study determining that using statins really does do what you've been saying for years it does do.
Well, this is fascinating. These are people who started on statins when they were first introduced in the 1980s in middle age, and they have found that using them for 5 to 10 years in middle age has incredibly long-term benefits decades later in reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So maybe that's what will convince me to use them. Hi, Dr. Ken wants to tell you about your blood pressure and how, if you're worried about your blood pressure, you need not be if you're using Heart Factors Plus.
Well, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus, he tells us. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power.
All right, here's how you get Heart Factors Plus to make sure you're getting plenty of blood to your muscles, to your brains, to your heart. 800-621-6313 orders Heart Factors Plus. Most successful, most popular supplement we've ever talked about on this program. Dr. Ken recommends Heart Factors Plus. That's enough. 800-621-6313. Most people say that's enough for them, too. Use Heart Factors Plus by getting it at 800-621-6313.
at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tastes in music. I don't. I've pretty much been a pop. Maybe because of my background as a disc jockey for almost 10 years. Maybe that's why I went to. But even when I was a kid, listening to the pop music stations, that's what I like. And I have no taste for, other varieties, shall we say, except for spiritual, sacred, secular music and gospel music. But nothing means anything to me. Except songs like this.
Everybody has their own personal taste. There are certain genres of music where I got to tell you, quite honestly, I don't even listen to the words.
Yeah.
It's all about just the music. It's just the
so could this song,
and the soul of the music.
When you listen to the music here, if you took the lyrics away, could you still wrap yourself around?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you. This is soul. Oh my God! Crank
100%.
It up.
Yeah.
A fairly typical Motown story.
Right.
It's just the way the Funk Brothers put the music together. And you can almost see them in the studio just sort of banging around to come up with something that would fit.
Let's see who wrote this.
Let's That's a Holland Dozier Holland style thing,
nice.
Isn't it?
It is.
Who wrote this? Jimmy Ruffin may have written it himself.
No, it's usually coming out of Motown. It's the Holland Dozier Holland Smokey or one of those two. But it's William Witherspoon, Paul Reiser. So it must be the Funk Brothers.
Yeah, put it together. So Jimmy Ruffin, the point of playing the song, other than it brings back great emotions and memories, is Jimmy Ruffin has passed away. He was 78. Had been living in Las Vegas for the last any number of years. He was a performer. Wasn't there another Ruffin brother who died of drug overdose? Do I remember that? There's one of these guys.
Other than David Ruffin?
There was David Ruffin's dead, though, isn't he?
Yes.
But he's the one who died of drug overdose when he was much younger. That's what I remember.
Yeah,
but
I think he was like 50.
Yeah, right. Not old at all. So anyway, great song. Sad to hear the ending, but that song sticks around. And isn't it interesting how one song can pretty much make your career?
Well, I mean, we based a contest on it. Yeah, one-hit wonders.
One-hit wonders, right, exactly. Also, on this date, 1971, number one song for a guy who grew up on the really wrong side of the tracks in Memphis, Tennessee. Isaac Hayes had his first number one hit, and all of you remember it because of not only how it sounded in terms of the recording and how it was played, everywhere, but because it was the theme from a movie called Shaft. And I don't know, Richie, where you have gone with the music, but apparently gone south.
Here, I got it right here.
There we go.
Everybody remembers Shaft.
Yep.
Talking about Shaft.
Number one for 2 weeks in a row, this week, 1971. And yeah, this is another item that would bring back very deliberate memories, it would seem to me. If you saw the movie, especially. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A new public opinion poll reveals that Americans are extremely frustrated with the current lawsuit system, and that the frustration crosses political party lines. According to a nationwide survey taken on Election Day for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, 83% of voters think that the number of lawsuits is a serious problem. When asked if they want the incoming Congress to reform the lawsuit system, 73% of those surveyed said yes, including 71% of Democrats, 78% of Republicans, and 73% of Independents. In other words, 8 out of 10 Americans think the number of lawsuits is a serious problem, and 7 out of 10 Americans want Congress to do something about it. Let's be fair. This survey clearly shows that Americans are fed up with a lawsuit system that costs 2 to 3 times more than the lawsuit systems in other developed countries. Now the big question that needs to be answered is this. Are lawmakers listening? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Hello, Rich.
How are you guys?
There's Jennifer Horn. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Ken. Ken Kessler is here as well. The story of corruption personified, presented by the state of Maryland, a detention center there, Richie, has become the focus of a big prosecution.
The detention center in Baltimore City.
That's, yeah, right. Now has become the home of a big gang called the Black Gorilla Family. So how does that happen? How does a correction facility, a detention center, a jail, a prison, become the headquarters for the largest gang in Maryland?
Well, the woman who was running the jail says, don't look at me.
Oh.
Not my fault. Perfect. I've only been here for a year. Mm-hmm. But it looks like some guy named Tavon White is the head of the Black Gorilla Gang, which
probably
is
I'm going to guess.
The gang, yeah. The gang inside. And they say that...
is that a racist statement, by the way? Is that what I just said? Is that a racist statement? Somebody gives a racist statement?
They say that the guards that who are in on it could make hundreds of dollars a week smuggling contraband inside their bodies, like cell phones and drugs.
Yeah.
And that said, you didn't need to see the manual from the prison on how to run the jail. You had to look at the Big Gorilla Gang's manual. And the guy who was running the Big Gorilla Gang said, this is my jail. He got caught on tape saying, this is my jail. Nobody does anything without my permission.
Great.
So basically, the people who ran the prison knew that this guy could keep everybody under control. It's kind of like Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
Saddam Hussein kept everybody kind of in control. He kept Iran in control. He kept all of the Kurds and the Shiites and everybody in control in that region. And then once you took him him out, everything went crazy. Mm-hmm. This guy is Saddam Hussein.
Great. In our prison
system.
They let him
run the jail because they knew he could keep the people.
Right. So close down the jail and split up everybody who's in there and put the black guerrillas in isolation. That's what you do. If you got any chutzpah, right? Close down the jail.
So it's not like it's a state penitentiary.
Okay, but
I don't know that you have that kind of room. You might have to move some of these guys out to the state pen.
Yeah. So you do it. You break them up.
Right. Break them up.
Move them all. Fire
Take
the guards.
Away their power. Yeah.
Close
fire
the thing down. Right. Yep. That's all. I fixed the problem in 30 seconds. What's the big deal? Close down the prison. Fire the guards.
They basically said to the fox, listen, you run this chicken coop.
Yeah.
And keep everybody in line.
Right. Easier for us. All right, here's another item of interest. For those of you who are employers, Richie, I always come to you with some of these because you're running, and Jennifer, you as well. You're both running your own business. My business doesn't function like yours does any number of ways. But when you look at the employee groups in our country, about half are offering a consumer-directed health plan, which uses a high-deductible strategy designed to make workers think twice before they choose an expensive and, for the most part, unnecessary treatment
or the best thing ever.
Procedure. You think this is the way to go?
I have an HSA, a health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only does it make you not go to the doctor every time you get a little sniffle, but it also makes you critique your bills a little bit more closely because the first $4,000 of my health insurance each
you
year
have to pay for it.
Comes out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I am certainly going to scrutinize every single bill that I get. And I've got one or two right now that I'm dancing out because I just came out of, you know, the $30,000 or more worth of bills. And $5,000 or $7,000 of that ended up in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody were on an HSA, our health expenses nationwide would plummet.
See, Richie, if you hadn't drunk all that beer over the years, you'd have had all that money and you wouldn't have noticed that it was gone. You got the treatment.
Well, I wouldn't say it was the beer. I would say it was the sodas and all that garbage that cost me the money.
All right. So Richie's talking about his treatment for cancer over the last year, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And, $30,000 sounds like a reasonable
Hodgkin's.
Hodgkin's, what'd I say?
Non.
Non. It was Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's?
It was Hodgkin's.
It was Hodgkin's.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the better of the two.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the reason
because
that I...
stays all in one place.
Right. The reason that I talk about this, as much as I'm not a fan of the Affordable Health Care Act, one thing it seems to me... And I started thinking this actually yesterday. I was looking at some of the pictures in the LA Times, Jennifer, of the people who were signing up over the weekend because the enrollment period started on the 15th, which was Saturday. So a lot of people going in on Sunday to sign up and try to figure out a lot of forms and stuff. What I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that the good thing that has come out of this is that people are learning more and taking more responsibility, learning more about their health care options and taking more responsibility for their health care options. Am I right?
I think that's true.
Do you know more about your health care options and health care in general since you signed up for this than you did before?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think so.
Richie, you certainly, well, you're doing it, you're wearing two hats. Your own personal circumstances and then deciding what your employees there at the network are going to be offered.
We just, it's enrollment period for us right now. And everybody's got a new plan and everybody's deductible went up.
Yeah.
We're able to keep the monthly rates at the same, but everybody's deductible went up to $1,500 to
$4,000. I looked at yesterday. My Medicare expenses and Part B and D and whatever else there is that I've got all these various parts and how the deductible went up and the amount of the premium went up, which you're allowed went down. You know, it's the same rigmarole. Jennifer, Jennifer's pretty educated on this sort of thing anyway, I think, and that's not to say the
that was something nice that you said.
What do you mean? I say nice things to you all the time. What are you talking about? But I do think that you... are aware of what your circumstances are and more than the average duck have knowledge of how the system works. Does that translate to the people who work for you? Are they more educated now about their options than they were before?
You know, I'd like to say yes. I think that maybe 20% of them are and the rest are not. We have a lot of young people that work for us.
Yes.
And sadly, I don't think that the... I think that they know that they have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. But I've been after them. I'm like, you know, gosh, if you guys don't have something, you know, let us help you because this, you're going to get penalized on your taxes if you don't sign up and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I don't know if it sinks in as much, but I hope that it will. I mean, I'm like the mother hen that tells them this. But
it's a good lesson. I think it's a good time for those lessons. All right, let me spend a minute or two talking about a couple of sports names that are in the news that we ought to perhaps put some a little bit of sway behind, other than the probably most important iconic name in the news today, the passing of Jimmy Ruffin, talking about that earlier, and Mike Nichols, who is the husband. I always have thought of him not necessarily as a big entertainment icon, but as the husband of Diane Sawyer. For whatever reason, I've always thought that, and anyway, the sad news is that he's passed away.
Hmm.
There are two Jasons in the news today, Jason Brown and Jason Collins, both leaving their, let's see, Collins is an NBA player,
mm-hmm.
and Brown is an NFL player. Brown's going to become a farmer. The reason Jason Collins is leaving, has it got anything to do with his being gay, tired of that stuff, or is he just older and doesn't want to play anymore?
I think probably the
latter.
Latter of the two.
So the fact that he was openly gay didn't bother him. It's not something, it doesn't seem, I don't remember the hoopla about him coming out as, say, Michael, what was it, Sam? What was that guy's name?
Michael Sam.
Michael Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam.
On the cover of GQ.
All
not
that
a football
big...
team, yeah, not a football team to play for, but on the cover of GQ this
yeah. Good. Well, he turns it into something.
Yeah.
And Collins.
Nah, he got released from the Cowboys practice squad.
No, I understand that, but can he turn his notoriety into something else?
Yeah, he probably can.
Yeah.
He could be a model. He's handsome.
Yeah, right. Who's the guy who's on...
Michael Strahan. Yeah. What a box, huh?
Really? No, I don't think so at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Jennifer likes the Gap.
Really?
I don't like the Gap, actually. That's the one thing I don't like. But have you seen his abs? He's in Magic Mike, whatever the next one is.
He's got tons of personality, which is what...
Exactly, and that's
so
usually what I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. So let's see, Collins and... Oh, Dwight Howard, NBA player.
Yeah.
Isn't he the same as Rice? He got trouble with his children or something?
I think he has had some problems this week.
Yeah. So we got all of these. Isn't it interesting how much time is spent? I believe, the reason I brought all this up is because I have a theory. The theory is that many of these things are becoming more well known because there's so much talk
TMZ.
About
TMZ. I mean, well, not Dwight Howard, and he's right under TMZ.
Not necessarily just TMZ, but every city now has at least one major sports talk radio station, and sometimes two, depending on the city. I think L.A. has three,
mm-hmm.
but Washington's
actually,
got a
we're
couple.
Up to five.
We're up to five in L.A. Okay, great. But the reason
and
that
no
I,
football team.
No, but the reason I bring it up is because these guys have to talk about something. So when there's something that's controversial that might not have seen the light of day or not much daylight before, now these guys are talking about these sorts of things much more, and they bring it to the surface. And I believe more focus is paid or more attention paid to them than might have been the case before. Anybody agree or disagree with that statement or that thinking?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dwight Howard is being investigated for spanking his kids with a belt.
Right.
And apparently his baby mama, Royce Reed, is, quote, shopping her baseless allegations. So apparently his girlfriend is the one who turned him in for spanking the kids.
Right.
That's why he's being investigated.
That's swell. All right, well, there's the story of a couple of names in the news, sports names in the news.
Don't spank your kids, people.
Wait a minute. Jose Canseco, did he find his finger?
He never lost it.
He's selling it. It actually,
no.
He did. It flung off during a poker game, and
no.
Now he's going to sell the finger.
He's
going to
sell it.
No.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. He shot it off with the gun, remember?
Yeah.
They were able
to
sell
it back on.
Then he was at a Halloween shop and saw a fake finger. And thought it would be hysterical for him to play like his finger fell off and he would sell it on eBay. So the falling off at a poker tournament was fake.
Really?
And the selling it on eBay was fake, yeah.
Because you can't sell human remains on eBay.
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to anyway.
Yeah. But it got a lot of people talking about him. There it is.
Another, fake.
But I think this was brought about by the focus on this sort of thing by the sports talk radio programs, frankly. Speaking of focus, Dr. Joy Brown is going to adore us in just a matter of adorn the program.
Oh, she probably she's going to adore us.
Yeah, she does. Be right up here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded to take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Always happy when Dr. Joy Brown joins us. You can join her weekdays from noon until 3 on her program. Find it by going to drjoy.com. And if you had a question about a relationship issue, wow, call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to 855-99-DR-JOY, and she'll answer it. One of the great questions this time of year is, as we get, especially Thanksgiving, some about Thanksgiving and family disasters. It seems to be almost as much of a tradition in Thanksgiving. It's not just Thanksgiving, though. It's all Christmas, New Year's, supposed to be happy days, but you get beyond those media fantasies, Joy, and happiness is often not there. A lot of stress.
Yeah,
I had a blow up in my family. I never have arguments with my sisters, but I got into a big to-do with my sister. It really upset me for the rest of the day. So how do you avoid these sorts of things happening?
Well, you can go to McDonald's. But that's probably not a very good
solution. For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Here's the deal.
Let's figure out why they happen, and then we can figure out how to avoid them. And the basic reason is we're trying to jam a year's worth of intimacy into a day. Mm-hmm. And plus that, we have all the food, so the hostess is usually upset. Mm-hmm. Quite often there's alcohol. Which
the stuffing doesn't taste good. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, no. Or you could be my mother and forget the salad. Every year she forgets the salad. And then so you have a whole lot of people who really do have a history with one another, positive and negative, mm-hmm. trying to jam a year's worth of intimacy into a day. And you've got usually at least somebody had to travel. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to cook. You've got kids who may or may not be behaving. You have the reminder of what you liked and didn't like about that person, and you're trying to jam it all into a very short period of time. Plus, as you point out, the expectation that everybody except you is having a great time. We can all hate Norman Rockwell for this and his cover about everybody. But if you figure out that everybody else has got Uncle Sam who just passed out into the cranberry sauce, that the turkey is going to be undercooked or overcooked, that somebody's going to go to watch football, which is going to really offend the hostess, and just decide it's only a day.
Uh-huh.
And if we decide that we really, and you know, if you remember what the day really is supposed to be, which is survival,
I mean,
because
thanks.
Everybody got together so nobody starved, and just remind yourself that, you know, that what you're thankful for. Okay, Uncle Sam did pass out the cranberry sauce, but he does great magic tricks. Mm-hmm. And okay, the turkey's a little undercooked, but it gives you a chance to start your diet early. That, you know, that Aunt Mary is a little bit high maintenance, but she's always remembered your birthday. And if you can just remind yourself of people who aren't there anymore, which is a wonderful way of kind of reminding ourselves that we make it on this planet by hanging hanging out with each other mm-hmm. and supporting each other. And if you sort of take the notion that everybody's family is having a better time than yours, it will really help. And stay away from the alcohol.
See?
It really helps.
This is why I have Dr. Dre here. She's just solved all of our problems. You have a problem? Dial it in to 855-99-DR-JOY or go to her website for the whole story of her life, her career, her program, drjoy.com.
And my tattoos.
Wow, days were always such a mess. Oh, yeah. How'd you get through it? I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels. It's the
most wonderful. I'll drink for that. Dr. Joy Brown here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour. It is a wonderful time season of all.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call, it's the happiest season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky.
I heard this before.
I've waited for 50 years to make your rent. You hear me?
And proved it over and over again, one of our best character actors. I think his best role was this one. You agree, Chucker? Of all the great roles he played, supporting roles, Burgess Meredith was best. Or do you think when he was in Batman, wasn't he a bad guy in Batman?
No, Penguin in Batman.
Penguin, yeah. But which was his best performance? Want to pick one, Chucker?
What actor are you talking about?
Burgess Meredith. Burgess Meredith. Played...
Burgess Meredith. Mickey and Rocky.
Yeah.
But he's also well known. He's also extremely well known for that character he played, the bookworm on that Twilight Zone episode, where he was he loved reading books, went to a library, the world blew up, and then his glasses broke at the end. That's an iconic Burgess Meredith.
I don't think his Rocky performance was a little Al Pacino-ish, like over the top, a little cartoonish.
I liked it.
No.
It worked for me. Yeah, I mean, as the series went on, one, the story became a little cartoonish, especially Rocky 3 and 4, although they're very entertaining. But his performance in the original, I thought, was outstanding.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the essence of his career, though marked by hundreds of performances, mostly in movies. I remember him in Harm's Way, the big Otto Preminger movie about John Wayne. Well, John Wayne was a star, and in life, he and Burgess Meredith were great friends. Wayne always used to bring all of his pals into all of his movies, and Burgess Meredith played his executive officer in that movie. And I thought that was I'm thinking about all the character roles he played over probably a 45, 50 year period, but none of them sticks out in my. I mean, I can pinpoint probably a dozen or more characters that Burgess Meredith played, but the one he played in Rocky, I thought, was the one that really. So, listening to his voice there, how Richie.
If I go that distance, seeing that bell rings and I'm still standing, I'm going to know for the first time in my life, see, that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
That's the line. The way he came across. How one line will define somebody's career. Even a guy like Jack Nicholson.
Absolutely.
The line from A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise are going back at it. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. You know, stuff like that that we all remember. How many lives are you going to remember? Anyway, I'm off on a tangent, but I think the reason we played... Tucker's always so kind, isn't he, Richie?
It's
always
so sweet. It's only been 21 years of the same story, but
my God. Anyway, Bill Conti from the movie Rocky performing Gonna Fly Now. That was the number one movie this week in 1976. And coincidentally, that song, that tune was number one as well. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Richie, do we need to have a time?
No, it's all Chucker time.
All right, so Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
According to some reports, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, first coming attraction trailer, might be attached to the new Hobbit film, which hits theaters December 17th. I have to say, people are certainly anticipating the trailer, which will be the first to show footage of Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher's all reprising their iconic roles. Another trailer that should come out soon that people will look forward to will be Jurassic World, Universal's fourth entry, Doug, and its Jurassic Park franchise. They hit a coup because they cast Chris Pratt, who's a star of Guardians of the Galaxy before he was a big name. Now he is a big name, so that film is going to be also highly
He's really good.
So I see that Hunger... Go ahead.
Yeah. The new Star Wars will hit theaters Christmas 2016. The new Jurassic Park film hits theaters next summer.
All right, so they just wrapped up production of Star Wars a couple of weeks ago. How do they already get that put together, processed, and edited into some sort of a trailer?
Because they're probably working on it daily to do it. They have a timeline for everything to do. One is the principal photography. Then they go into post-production, which is where they add a lot of the special effects. But they have a team, most likely, who takes footage and splices it and applies music to create a trailer, which is part of their marketing campaign. That's
now,
pretty much the way it works.
If you look at the Hunger Games, which is that this weekend? Next Hunger Games?
It opens tonight. I expected to have. It's called Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. This is the third of a four-entry series. It's expected to do $130 million opening weekend, which is big.
How much was the... We had one last week. What was big last week and the week before?
About $50
million. Ah, so this is going to...
Interstellar did $47
million. Good God.
Big Hero 650.
Hunga bunga. All right, Chucker, thanks for the info. Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.